This is the Think Big Dentistry Show, where indecision and confusion come to die. Go beyond the normal and ordinary ideas. Listen in for systems and strategies to help you create a profitable practice and create the freedom to live your most powerful life. Here are your hosts, Dr. John and Mara Lee.
Hi, this is Dr. John, and I'm pleased to announce my co-host, Mara Lee Sears, and this is the Think Big Dentistry Show. And we've got a great topic today that we want to talk about. And Mara Lee, you have the topic. So spin it and let's get on it.
Okay, perfect. You know, Dr. John, this is actually something that applies quite personally to me as I've been preparing for today. And then it definitely applies to dentistry overall. You know, one of the biggest struggles I think we have within dentistry is that we can work in a silo at times. Does it make sense? Like how it's kind of rare once you leave dental school to have another dentist look at your treatment plan and say, hey, how does this look? Right. And yeah. In case you haven't heard this question before, I'm sure you have, and I'm sure most dentists listening have heard this. If you gave five different dentists the same patients and asked them to come up with a treatment plan, how many different treatment plans would you get?
Oh, you would come up with five completely different approaches.
That's right. Five, if not more, because there might be that dentist that can make their mind and wants to offer two or three different options, right? So yeah, five plus treatment plans. And what I want to say to us today is I think oftentimes the way that we position ourselves, the way we position our practice, and the way that we decide what we think is possible is that we look either at the past or we look at the people around us, right? Mm-hmm. And what I love is that I get to see the backside, both of us, we get to see behind the curtains of our clients, right?
Correct.
We get to see both what looks really good and then also behind the curtains. And what really blows me away is how when someone is confident, when someone truly thinks that what they are offering is worthwhile, how much more confidence they have, how much greater their treatment acceptance is, you know, all of those things carry over because I think they're a reflection of how that doctor values themselves and their services. Yeah. And I had this idea as I was preparing for today, this whole thing of like it being you versus you. I had a consultation with a doctor a few weeks ago, and the whole time he was sharing about how, well, I see this doctor doing these cosmetic cases. Okay. And I see this doctor over here doing implants. Okay. And I see this doctor over here. And I just said, hey, wait, what do you want to do? And he really didn't have an answer, right? And I think it's because it's so, no, I'm being serious. Dr. John, you haven't had this happen to you? This is because Dr. John, you are so sharp mentally that you wouldn't let that happen. I think a lot of people, and I can put myself in this bucket, I think some of us can get spin on the fact of like, I'm not sure what I want, or I'm not sure I'm good enough to go after what I want. And I think that there is something so beautiful about constantly just trying to better ourselves.
Yeah.
Constantly thinking bigger about ourselves, our goals, our ambitions, our drive than we were before, because we all have a different path. But the truth is like, we can all be better than we were before. We might not all, you know, it's kind of like we can't all be Tom Brady's, but Tom Brady is constantly trying to be better than he was before. He's not doing so well right now, is he, Dr. John?
Yeah.
But I just really like this idea of that thought of when we can look at ourselves and decide against ourselves, what do I want to be? What do I want to achieve? What is important to me? Versus constantly looking outside of ourselves for that validation, for that bar that we're trying to meet. It's so much more fulfilling and it's so much more attainable, to be totally honest too, because we don't always start in the same place, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's interesting, Mara Lee, that you decided with the direction with this today, because this really falls into place what we've talked about with our last two podcasts is, you know, finishing 22 strong. And I mean, finishing it strong. Do not lay down. Do not quit. Do not compromise. Do not say, well, you know, we're 80% of our goal and let's see if we can scratch out 85% because, you know, it's last 2 months and I don't want to work as hard and yada, yada, yada. No, you're letting yourself off the hook and you're letting your expectations creep in and sabotage your planning at the first of the year. Stick with it and go with it. And a lot of that is, it's all internal. And, you know, it's like you said, kind of the theme of the topic here is you against you. I have talked numerous times in our podcast about the number one thing that I started doing in my practice that had the number one most significant impact was when I learned to listen to my patients. Stop imposing, stop just thinking in simple terms with the patient, and go big. Ask great questions and listen to your patients. That was the number one thing that just totally turned my practice around. Also, my decision to go into cosmetic or lifestyle dentistry. Going in that direction, I had to do it different. And the number one thing was not making the decision. The number one thing was listening to my patients. But in order to get information out of them, I had to ask really great questions. So now, Marilee, we're going to spin it. That's when we're talking with our patients. So yes. It's always, okay, ask a great question. Shut up and listen. Listen. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're dealing with ourselves. And I'm going to say, talk to yourself. Don't listen to yourself. Okay. We're spinning it, aren't we?
Yes.
Talk to yourself constantly, every day. When you wake up in the morning, start talking to yourself. Start filling your mind with great thoughts. Stop listening to your old tapes. Stop listening to the old conversations that you've had with yourself or your doubts and whatever. Get rid of those. Talk to yourself positively. Encourage yourself. And encourage means instilling courage. And what have I talked about? The four C's, Marilee. And the first one, first C is courage.
Courage, absolutely.
In the morning, when you wake up, you do self-talk and you do encouragement conversations with yourself and set yourself up to win. It's interesting, the thought. And, we just flip it. When we're talking with our patients, talk, ask a great question, then listen. Listen first and foremost.
And I think, Dr. Sean, there is so much value in listening to our thoughts from a standpoint of, do I really want that crap in my head? Right? And becoming much more intentional. Because the truth is, I think it really does start out as you versus you, you against you, right? You have to overcome some innate patterns, overcome some set ways of being. But eventually, as you start setting those powerfully talking to yourself, instead of listening to yourself, powerfully talking to yourself, powerfully deciding what you want to do, powerfully going after your goals, it suddenly becomes, it becomes you for you.
Yes.
Does it make sense? But at first, it's against. I'm going to share a little bit, and I won't actually say the word, but it's funny because when I'm motivating myself to be more than I have been, Dr. John, it's funny. When I'm doing it, it's funny because it's like, I don't cuss a lot, but it's like, say I'm trying to get out of bed at 5 a.m., right?
Yep.
You know what I say to myself? It's like, get out of bed. Like, and I say the word, it's like in my, because it's that thing of like, I'm pushing myself. I'm against myself. But I'm saying there's power in that, right? Of like, I don't want to stay the person that's comfortable. So it's like, I'm pushing myself. I'm like training myself, right? But then over time, I've seen it where over time, as I actually start to build that belief in myself, say something doesn't go the way that I want it to, Dr. John, instead of being like, Marilee, how did you mess that up so bad? It's kind of this thing of like, you know what? You really tried. You know what? You learned a lot of lessons through that. You know what, Marilee? Like, and it's amazing how essentially it's like your internal coach, right? Instead of it being your internal critiquer that's never saying it's enough, it's your internal coach that goes, hey, pushes you harder when it sees that you need to push it, that you deserve to be pushed harder. You should be pushed harder. But it becomes your internal cheerleader when you're going, okay, man, you need some encouragement right now.
Very much.
I'm here to offer you more or less.
You bet.
You have your own back. I love seeing that happen in offices. I love seeing that you love seeing that in patients' eyes. I mean, you would see, I know Dr. John,
totally.
You would see that light happen and in a patient's eyes and you go, okay, got it. Yep. You know what I'm saying? They're for themselves now. They're not fighting themselves anymore. They're for themselves because they felt it from me.
Yep. That's true. Very true. And it's a self-talk program. But it's a, it becomes a mindset. And, you know, I've talked a little bit about faith and hope in the past. Faith, hope, slash versus fear. Mm-hmm. You know, faith and hope are positive and fear is negative. And so when we do self-talk, we're giving ourselves faith in what we do. We love what we do. And if we don't, we need to create the circumstances to where we really do love what we do. And when we have constant conversations of, hey, John, you can do this. John, you're pretty good at this, not from an egotistical standpoint, but you're creating confidence in yourself. You're creating faith in yourself. You're giving yourself hope. Hope, Marilee, is just every bit as much a strategy in what we do as a detailed plan on Google Pages.
Absolutely.
You know, if we have hope, that sets us up in a positive mindset. Then we can go to the spreadsheets. But if you don't have hope, spreadsheet isn't going to mean anything to you. And so it is, here's the deal also. You know, we've talked about the 80-20 principle. Mm-hmm. We want to be in the realm of what 20% of what we do gives us 80% of our results. But if you're really messing with yourself and you are a negative individual or you have a lot of self-doubt, then you've got all these negative tapes. And just imagine a circle and you've got 40 negative tapes in your past and they're all sitting there in that circle. And there's no room for anything else. Okay. That's living in the 80%. Now let's go to another circle and let's put like three dots in there instead of 40 or 50, 60. And it is hope, it's faith, and it's courage, and it's your positive mindset. Now, number one is your circle's a whole lot less cluttered. And so you've got now 20%. Actually, you know, we've talked about 64%, Mary, that 4% of what we do gives us 64% of our results. Yeah. So if you've got four items over there, four big black dots, and it's a whole lot less cluttered, you can live very easily and magically in that circle, which is your growth circle. And that is going to give you maximum results. You get maximum. We talked about minimum words, maximum meaning. So we get maximum meaning. And so we maximize ourselves and who we are by being able to concentrate on fewer things, which is going to give us significantly greater results. And so you versus you, the good us wins over the fearful us, or I don't want to say evil, but you know, the fearful, the person that just constantly doubts. That's not a fun place to be. And so
that's
with,
right. The you know, small with, us.
Small, exactly. That's the small us, and we're not letting the big us show up to play. And so that's, you know, again, finishing up 22, if we do these things, we can still be the leader and we can show up every day for our staff and we can have the straight upright spine. And they just, you look in people's eyes and you look in their face and you know they got it or they don't. And we need to show up with that got it in our eyes and our face with our staffs. And really more important, I know we have to have it with our staff, but our patients.
Absolutely.
They with our need patients. Us.
Our but can patients, I ask you this, Dr. John? Do you think that you can be present with a patient if you don't know how to be present with yourself?
Correct.
Right.
Because if you are not confident, you're insecure, you're fearful, and you show up with a patient, bingo. It's written all over you. It's in your body language. It's in your facial expressions. It's in how you gesture when you communicate. And it's how you then also relate with your staff in front of these patients. They pick that up immediately. And so to be the leader, you have to win over you. So talk to yourself all day, encourage and bring out the courage in yourself to do what you need to do to finish this thing out.
Absolutely. So, Dr. John, you've said before, good questions
good questions give us good answers.
Good answers. Great questions
give us great answers. The people think that we are brilliant.
That's right. Genius, right?
Genius.
Absolutely. And so I want to give us a few questions because I think, you have to be present to hear the answers that our patients have.
Yes.
And I think it's really important to also take the time to be present with our own, where are we at right now? Right. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to ask a question that we've all heard a million times, but I'm going to ask it in a slightly different way. The question is, who do you think you are? But I'm going to ask it, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Right. And I think it's worthwhile.
Who do you think you are? Yeah. You ask yourself the question, okay, John, who do you think you are? But more importantly, who do you think you want to be today?
Absolutely.
And then you start the conversation.
There's three questions, Dr. John. You totally got it. Because the first is, who do I think I am? Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Right? And just being really honest about that. What do I think about right now?
Yep.
And then if I could look 10 years in the past, what are five things of advice that I would give to me 5-10 years ago? And then spend a few minutes on that. And then looking ahead, talking with the future me of 5-10 years down the road, what do I hope? What's the advice that I hope they would give to me? What's the advice what would they tell me? I think there's an innate thing in us.
Interesting.
Where we have a connection of really what we're capable of. And again, you versus you, we can be our own biggest obstacle. We can be our own biggest, ball and chain.
Yeah.
Or we can be the one saying it's time to go. There was a quote that I read that I'm going to kind of butcher. It says, don't surround yourself with people who tell you can do it. Be so bold that you know you can do it no matter who you're surrounded by. And I think that's really what we want for each of you listening, right? We want you to surround yourself with great people, but we want you to think so much bigger about yourself that even when you don't have the people around you, you're like, right? Doesn't matter. No. It doesn't matter. In fact, I remember hearing years ago that Michael Phelps kept this newspaper in his locker, in his swim locker, of someone saying he'd never be able to do it. And the reason why he did that is because he's like, yep.
Yep.
Like he knew it. He was mentally strong enough that he was like, yep, let me show you. Let me show you.
Yeah.
And I think each of us has that strength inside where we know there's something. And so that's my homework assignment for each of you. So those three questions.
Okay.
Right now, in this moment in time,
okay.
who do you think you are?
Review those three questions again, Marilee.
Here we are. So right now, this moment in time, who do you think you are?
Okay.
Looking back at least 5 years, between 5-10 years, what five things of advice, what five things would you say to yourself if you could go back 5-10 years ago? What would be the words of wisdom that you would share?
Very good.
And then we're going to tap into the brilliance of who you are and imagine yourself 5-10 years from now.
Love
what it. Five key pieces of wisdom would your future self tell you to help guide you through these next 5-10 years?
Those are awesome questions. Requires you to sit down, think a little bit. And you know what, Marilee? In order to answer those questions well, you got to go into your genius state and ask yourself these great questions. And you have to have a great conversation with yourself. You against you.
Our whole thing is you against you, and eventually it becomes you for you.
Yeah, very good. I like
that. And that is our whole premise, is that I think we get to work with dentists. We get to work with team members who it's like they're fighting against themselves until they see it. And they're like, okay. That thing switches where they're like, just watch me.
Yep.
Right.
Right.
Instead of the obstacle being the reason why they can't do something, that obstacle becomes like, hey, just watch me.
Yep.
And I love seeing that switch so much.
Those are great challenges, Marilee. And I hope the audience takes you up on those. And If you need to communicate with Mary Lee, just go to the email down below. Send us, send her an email. Both of us get them, and we'll tag into them, and we'll get back to you. And I challenge you all. Not long ago, I put my phone number down on this, and you folks can give me a call personally. Now, I may not answer it immediately, because if I get a phone call that I don't know who it is, then leave me a voicemail. And I will listen to it, and I will get back with you. And so with that, great topic today, Mary Lee. I love that. You know, we keep challenging the people, and this is something that I'm going to do. I'm going to look at and answer those questions myself. And what I'll do is next week, it'll be I'll be the one visiting with them, and I'll start answering these questions myself.
Love it. Dr. John, I can't wait to hear who you think you are, because I know who you are. You're amazing. Yeah. You're so freaking brilliant. So yeah, for each, thank you so much for joining us today. And just all we wanted you to do is to truly continually think bigger about yourself. Think bigger about your vision. Think bigger about your purpose. Think bigger and be more connected to your patients.
You bet.
What we want.
Once again, both of us thank you all very much for listening, and hope you enjoyed our session, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Think Big Dentistry Show. Visit us online at GordonSearsCoachingAcademy.com for more resources to help you break through seven figures, double your income, and create your dream practice.